981 2NM coming up on the 21st of May. It's the Mac Energy Mount Pleasant Operation Aboriginal Community Development Fund Cultural Spectacular. Joining us to have a chat about it is Troy Martin. Troy, how are we doing?
Good, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thanks. You're going to be the event manager. What does that mean exactly?
It basically means I'm in charge of everything from booking the acts to making sure we've got enough rubbish bins.
Okay, all right. There's a lot of scope there.
There's a lot to be done. It's a big event. It's a really big thing for the community, and we want to put the spectacular into spectacular.
Okay, I like that. So how did you become involved in it?
So I'm from an Indigenous background and was approached by Mac Energy and the ACDF.
Yep.
I've got a bit of background in the entertainment sort of sphere. Mm. So they asked me if I'd like to sort of collaborate with them, and I thought it was just a really great opportunity and a great thing for the community to sort of come together and perhaps for non-Indigenous community members to see and learn a little bit about Aboriginal culture and yep. what's important to Aboriginal people, and for us all to get a better understanding about each other and how we do things and why we do things.
Absolutely. Your Indigenous background is an interesting one. Can you?
Yeah, tell? Only learned of my background. I traced my heritage, as a lot of people do, through ancestry and things like
oh,
that,
yeah. yep.
And discovered that all I knew about my father, who died a few years ago, was that I was adopted, quote unquote. And what I found that to mean is he was one of the stolen generation.
Wow.
And so he was born
in, he never talked about that.
No, he didn't. He was born in Bega, in down on the Ewan lands there, and was shipped off to an orphanage up in Armidale, and had a pretty ordinary time from what I can understand, as a lot of people did. So it's been really interesting, and I'm still doing more digging.
Does it make it harder if you're looking into your family history, given that he was relocated from one place to a completely different
one? Yeah, it certainly does. So, for example, he didn't have a birth certificate. Yeah. A lot of Indigenous people back then were, if you can believe this, were actually registered as fauna.
I had heard about
which is
that.
Quite unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It makes it a little bit hard, but I'm sort of making connections through the community and learning a bit more about where I came from. So it's really interesting.
So there's a real connection with your personal story to the spectacular as well, because we're learning about history and country and culture as you're learning about it too.
100%. And being the manager of this event's allowed me to make connections with people in the local community and further abroad. And really learn, you know, hear some stories and compare notes, so to speak.
Yep.
So it's been a fantastic experience for me, and something that, you know, I'll keep digging and looking into, so that, you know, I can pass some of what was my story, my father's story, down to my kids.
Because that's pretty much what it comes down to, is, you know, your story is your legacy.
100%.
And your history, and to be able to pass that on to your kids. First, they're not going to have to go to Ancestry.com. They'll know it from Dad.
Exactly right. And that's, you know, the word culture is used a lot when talking about Indigenous people, and the reason being that, you know, the culture is thousands and thousands of years old. And so culture, I guess, is the blueprint, it's the instruction manual. It's,
yep.
you know, how previous generations have done things, where they live and how they hunt and gather and what relationships they form. And that's done through stories and through art and dancing and all these sorts of things. So
yep.
That's why the culture's sustained for this long.
Troy, it's going to be a spectacular, as we've established. What else will we be able to enjoy on the day when we go?
So besides, there'll be a lot of cultural activities during the day, a lot of things for kids,
mm-hmm.
Arts and crafts and painting, and there'll be traditional dance. There'll be didgeridoo workshops showing, you know, people how to play them and how they're made.
Yep.
And then as the sun goes down, we'll have some fantastic entertainment. We're really, really lucky to have Mitch Tambo.
Yeah, right.
Who was a finalist on Australia's Got Talent, and also people will probably remember him from performing with John Farnham at the Bushfire
okay, yes,
concert, sang You're the Voice in his native language. And also Maisha, who is an ARIA Award winner.
Mm.
She grew up on a mission in Queensland, was a writer of poetry, turned that love of poetry into music.
On Saturday, the 21st of May, from 1 p.m. until 9 p.m. at the Singleton Showground. So it's going to be big. So do we need tickets or anything like that?
No, you can register online. So yep. just look up Cultural Spectacular on Facebook.
Yep.
And yeah, just register there. It's free entry. We're going to have, when the sun goes down, we're going to have free soup and damper. There's going to be a sausage sizzle there during the day. Carnival rides for the kids, just a ton of stuff. So no
it's
matter what age,
truly spectacular.
It's going to be spectacular. So come along, have a terrific day out, and we'll see you there.
Go and be a part of the 2022 Cultural Spectacular, as I mentioned, on the 21st of May. Event manager Troy Martin, good luck. We're certainly hoping that the weather gods are favourable to you, because they've been a bit wishy-washy recently. They've hardly been reliable, have they?
Yeah, fingers crossed we've had all the rain we're going to get for a while. We'll just give it a rest for a month and that'll be fine.
Exactly right. Thank you very much for coming in to tell us all about it.
Thanks, Andrew.